Each legislative session, the state's constitutional officers, or the heads of government offices who are elected by the people, bring their priorities to lawmakers and ask for support for various legislative changes. This year, newly elected Commissioner of Agriculture Kent Leonhardt is hoping to make changes to the structure of government, expand a growing program that's been controversial in some parts of the country, and incentivize the purchasing of West Virginia-grown products. This morning, members of the House Committee on Agriculture will take up two bills backed by the state's new agriculture commissioner, Kent Leonhardt. Elected in November, Leonhardt ran on a platform of finding new niche agriculture products to put West Virginia on the map. And House Bill 2453 just might provide a boost for one of those products.
Well, I think we need to move forward with the industrial hemp program.
During the 2015 legislative session, lawmakers, including Leonhardt, who was a member of the state Senate at the time, voted to make it easier for researchers in the state to get a permit to grow industrial hemp. It's a plant in the cannabis family that is illegal to grow because of federal drug laws. Hemp has a much lower level of THC, the mind-altering drug of other cannabis plants like marijuana, and can be used to create any number of products.
They make purses with it. They tell me that the body armor you can make out of hemp is stronger than Kevlar. There's thousands of products out there that people talk about using.
But state law currently only allows researchers taking part in university studies to grow hemp. House Bill 2453 would change that, though, allowing the agriculture commissioner to provide licenses to commercial growers as well. The thing is, West Virginia-grown hemp that's going to be turned into a variety of products, it has to stay in West Virginia. Because the plant is an illegal substance under federal law, it can't be shipped across state lines. That's not necessarily a bad thing, though, according to Leonhardt, who says a fresh crop could attract new businesses and manufacturing jobs, but it poses a small problem.
It's a little bit of cart and chicken and the egg and cart before the horse. You have to get the growers to grow it, but then you also have to have the manufacturers come in. So there's going to be a little bit of a challenge there, but I believe we can work our way through this.
Leonhardt is backing another bill that he says poses a similar problem, the West Virginia Fresh Food Act. The bill will also be discussed by members of the House Agriculture Committee today and will require all state-funded institutions, like schools and prisons, to purchase 20% of their fresh produce from in-state farmers.
That's helping create a new market for fresh foods in the state of West Virginia. We obviously are importing more than we're growing.
But Leonhardt says that could change if farmers had steady buyers to produce for. Again, the chicken and the egg. But Leonhardt says he's working with privately owned regional aggregation centers to make sure those supplies are there, should lawmakers choose to move the bill forward. Leonhardt is also asking lawmakers to consider restructuring state government to bring the Division of Forestry under his authority. The commissioner says trees should be considered a crop, one that just takes slightly longer to grow.
When you look at what's happening with our state's resources, we're one of the most forested states in the nation. We're number three, and we're number two in hardwoods per square mile. We're growing trees at a rate of 2.5 times the rate of harvest, which means we could harvest double our forestry industry in the state and not lose our natural beauty.
The bill is likely to draw pushback from some environmental groups who disagree with Leonhardt's assessment that trees are a crop, but Governor Jim Justice has also pushed to increase timbering to revitalize the furniture manufacturing industry in the state. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.